When you first journeyed to St. Jude, what did you really think was going to happen?
The journey to St. Jude, I really didn't know what was going to happen, because being 8 years old, being so young, you just don't know. I just know that I was sick, scared. I wasn't able to play with friends, you know, be a normal child. That's how I felt, that I couldn't be a normal child because of the sickle cell crisis and then now the diagnosis with the AML leukemia.
And, you know, I'm glad as a mother that you don't remember all of the hard times, especially the time when you were in the, before the transplant, they had to radiate your entire body, and you were in this large room, and the instrument that they used to put you in looked like a hot dog bun. And all I could do is stand at that window and say, Lord, I am trusting you that everything is going to be all right. My child is in that technology, and I have to trust that she's going to be all right. That was a very, very trying time for me to see you in that, and there was nothing I could do but just trust that everything was going to be all right.
So before the diagnosis with the AML, when you found out that I had the sickle cell, at age two, the crisis, it sounds like when I had the sickle cell crisis, it sounded like they were just as painful or difficult for you as they were for me.
They were very difficult because of the fact I was powerless. I had no control, and I wanted to help you feel better, but I couldn't. How have you experienced being made aware that you made history for being the first person to be cured of sickle cell disease in the United States and in the world with a bone marrow transplant?
To be honest with you, at first, I didn't think it was a big deal. I mean, I guess because of my age, maybe. I didn't think it was a big deal. I just knew that I was cured of sickle cell, and I was happy about that. But now that I've gotten older and just looking back at everything, I sit sometimes myself and I say, oh, my goodness, I made history. I'm the first person in the world to be cured of sickle cell. If you had to describe me from the time I was diagnosed with my sickness until now, what would that description be?
Very strong woman, very determined. No matter what you're faced with, you're determined to overcome anything, and you have acceptance for things that you have no control of. You are such a strong woman. I am so thankful that everything happened as it happened. And here you are, my walking miracle. I love you.